Okay, thank you. Can you hear me? Okay. So I'd like to thank RIX organizers for giving me this opportunity. So it is a great pleasure to give an invited talk here. So in this talk, I'm going to talk about our recent work to try to get practical applications out of theoretical results on high-order model checking, studied extensively in the last decade, for example, by Lu Gong. So to give you an image about the practical applications that I have in mind, let me first give you a short demonstration. Okay? So this is a tool constructed based on high-order model checking. And this is a sort of software model checker for a tiny subset of ML. Okay? So it takes high-order functional program as an input and check whether assertion failures ever occur. Okay? So this is a sample input for the tool. So in this part, we define McCarthy's 91 function. So this is a bit mysterious function which always returns 91 whenever the input is less than or equal to 101. Okay? So this part asserts that property. So for every n, integer n, less than or equal to 101, the result should be 91. Okay? And to check that property, we just need to push this button. And then the tool says that the program is safe. Okay? So this has been verified in this laptop in less than a second. Okay? And if we change, for example, this value to 110, then push the button, and then the system now says that the program is unsafe. And it says that the assertion failure occurs when n is 102. And the tool can also deal with higher order functions. So this part defines a repeat function which applies function f n times to s. Okay? And this line asserts that the result of applying successor function n times to 0 should be n. Then again, we just need to push the button to verify it. And, sorry, wait a minute. The tool says that the program is safe. Okay? So this is a sort of the applications that we have in mind. So currently, we have constructed this model checker only for a tiny subset of ML, but we are now working on trying to develop full-scale software model checker. So this is the outline of this talk. So first, let me explain what is high-order model checking. And by high-order model checking, we mean the model checking of the trees generated by high-order recursion schemes. So I will explain high-order recursion schemes later. And I will then discuss applications of high-order model checking in more detail, including program verification and data compression. And after that, I'll focus on algorithms for high-order model checking. And this is a sort of highlight of our recent work. So as I will explain later, the complexity of high-order model checking is extremely high. So to get these applications, it was quite important to get a practical algorithm for high-order model checking, which works well for typical inputs, even though the worst case is hopeless. Okay? And then I will conclude the talk with some discussion. So first, let me explain what are high-order recursion schemes. So high-order recursion scheme is a kind of tree grammar for generating a single, possibly infinite tree. Okay? So this is an example of order zero recursion scheme, which is just a regular tree grammar in this case. So this term ACD should be interpreted as a tree whose root is labeled with A and has children, C and D. Okay? So these rules should be interpreted as pre-writing rules, like this. So given the stop symbol S, we get ACB by the first rule, and by rewriting B, we get this one. And by further rewriting S, we get this. So, and by repeating these steps, we get this infinite tree. And this is a tree generated by this recursion scheme. Okay? And in higher order recursion schemes, each non-terminal can take trees or high order functions on trees as parameters. And in order 1, parameters must be trees. In order 2, they can be functions on trees. And in order 3, parameters can be functions on trees, like that. Okay? So this is an example of order 1 recursion scheme, where non-terminal A takes a 3x as a parameter. Okay? And recursion schemes must be simply typed. So this last line shows the types of non-terminal symbols, S and A. And this O is a type of tree. So this says that S should take no argument and return the tree. And A should take a tree as an argument and return the tree. So given the sub symbol S, we get this AC. And by applying the second rule, we get this one. So here, this X has been instantiated to the actual argument C. Okay? And by further rewriting A, we get this one. So this time, X has been instantiated to this BC. And by repeating these steps, we get this infinite tree. Okay? And as this example shows, with increase of the order of recursion schemes, we can get more complex trees. And from a programming language point of view, high-order recursion schemes are essentially terms of the simply typed lambda calculus with recursion and tree constructors. Okay? So they are almost just high-order functional programs, just for generating a tree. Okay? And nice point about high-order recursion schemes is that the standard model checking problem on trees remains decidable. So, given a high-order recursion scheme G for describing a tree, and tree automaton A for describing a property on trees, we can decide whether A accepts tree of G, or tree of G satisfies a property described by A. Okay? And I will not go into details of this tree automata, but by using tree automata, we can express regular properties like whether every finite path ends with C, or whether A occurs below B, like that. Okay? So for the previous example, the answer to the first query is yes, and the answer to the second query is no, okay? Because A cannot occur below B. Okay? So we can answer this type of query by using model checking. So this problem has been shown to be decidable by Lu Kong in 2006, and he has shown that the problem is n exp time complete, where n is the order of recursion scheme. So the time complexity is expressed by this huge function. So although this problem is decidable, from a complexity theoretical point of view, it is highly intractable. Okay? But as I'll show you later, we can actually construct practical algorithm that works well for typical inputs, although the worst case is hopeless. Okay? So let me briefly summarize the history about higher order recursion schemes. So the first order of recursion schemes has been introduced and studied in the 70s, and mainly for the purpose of giving the semantics of programs, especially for the semantics of control structures. And later, higher order versions of it has been introduced and various variations of higher order languages have been studied in the 80s. And in around 2000, the model checking of higher order recursion schemes has been formalized in the present form. And Napik, Niemski, and Azifin has proved that this problem is decidable for a subclass of recursion schemes called safe recursion schemes. And as I said, in 2006, Lukong has proved the decidability for arbitrary recursion schemes. And but after that, up to 2009, it appears that there has been no serious attempt to construct model checker for recursion schemes. And that is probably due to the extremely high complexity of the model checking problem. But in 2009, we came up with a practical algorithm and implemented a model checker for recursion schemes. And we have also shown that high-order model checking is quite useful for program verification, especially for verification of higher-order functional programs. So now let me move on to explain how this high-order model checking can be applied to program verification. So the idea is as follows. So given a higher order program and the specification of it, we apply a sort of program transformation to get higher order recursion scheme that generates a tree describing all the possible event sequences or outputs of the program of interest. And from the specification, we construct tree automata that accepts only trees that contain valid event sequences or outputs. And then we can apply model checking to verify that the program satisfies the specification. So let me give you a simple example. So this program first defines recursive function f, which takes file pointer x, and it either closes x or read x and recursively calls itself. And it opens file foo and passes it to f. Okay? And suppose we are interested in checking whether this file foo is accessed according to read star close. So to check that property, we just need to transform this program into a recursion scheme that generates this kind of tree describing how the file foo is accessed by this program. So here, this plus represents non-deterministic choice. Okay? So this tree says that the program either closes a file and terminates, or reads a file and either closes a file and terminates, or reads a file and repeats the same behavior. Okay? So once we can get such a recursion scheme, then this program verification problem is reduced to the model checking problem of whether every pass of this tree is labeled by alpha c, ignoring this plus and star. Okay? So in this way, program verification can be reduced to high-order model checking. And actually, this reduction can be performed in a systematic manner, essentially by using the standard CPS continuation passing style transformation. So here, this first rule corresponds to this recursive definition of F. So here, this F became capital F, and X is X, and we have additional parameter K, which is essentially just a continuation parameter expressing how this file foo is accessed after the call of F returns. Okay. So then, this is non-deterministic branch. So this non-deterministic branch is expressed by plus, and this then part is expressed by C, which represents close, followed by k, okay? Because the function returns here. Okay? So the contention is invoked. And this S bar is expressed by R followed by the curl of S. Okay. So in this way, this recursion scheme can be systematically constructed from this program. So, and this is just an example, but this approach to use program transformation to reduce verification problem to high-order model checking turned out to be quite robust. So it provides a sound, complete, and free automatic method for simply typed lambda calculus with recursion and finite base types, such as Boolean, or finitely PCA. Okay? And it works for various verification problems. And important restriction here is that we can have only finite base types, such as Booleans, not integers or lists. But we can combine this with predicate abstraction and figure using ordinary traditional model checking to get a sound but incomplete verification method for high-order functional programs with integers and lists. So I'll not go into details of this, but the tool demonstrated at the beginning of this talk is based on this combination. So our approach to program verification can be considered a kind of generalization of previous techniques for software model checking. So previous software model checkers were either based on finite state or pushdown model checking. But finite state model checking is complete only for programs with while loops. And pushdown model checking is complete for programs with first order recursion. But high-order model checking is complete for high-order functional programs with arbitrary recursion. So let me summarize this part. So by reduction to high-order model checking, we can get a sound, complete, and free automatic verification method for simply typed programs with recursion and finite base types. And by combining this with predicate abstraction and CIGAR, we can get sound but incomplete verification method for programs with infinite base types. Okay, so now let me move on to another type of application, which is data compression. Okay. So the idea here is to compress free data in the form of high-order grammars that generate it. And by doing so, we can achieve extremely high compression ratio in the ideal case. And furthermore, we can use high-order model checking to manipulate data without decompression. So first, let me explain this first point through examples. Okay. So consider this linear tree, or just a sequence consisting of 2 to n a followed by e. Okay. So the size of this data is 2 to n. Okay. And by using high-order grammar or program, we can express it compactly by this one. So here we just apply twice function n times to a, and apply the result to E. Okay? So then the size of this grammar is order n. So we have achieved exponential compression ratio here. And actually, we can do even more. Okay? So this is a slight variation of the previous example. So we have here much more A. So the number of A is nth tower of 2. Okay? Then again, this is expressed compactly by this program. So from the previous example, I have just changed the applications of twice function. Okay? This is a sort of well-known example. Okay? So here we have achieved hyper-exponential compression ratio. And if n is not fixed, it is non-elementary. Okay? And this itself is not so surprising given the idea of Kolmogorov complexity, right? But important point here is that we can use higher order model checking to manipulate data in the compressed form without decompression. So let me explain that for pattern match queries. Okay. Sorry. So given a large data, we are often interested in doing pattern match on the data. Okay. So for example, we may be interested in checking whether the string contains BB as a substring. Okay. So this problem can be easily rephrased to higher order model checking problem. Okay. So from the pattern P, we can construct the corresponding automaton MP, right? So this problem can be rephrased as whether tree of G is accepted by automaton MP. Okay. So for this query, we can construct this automaton, and then we just need to check whether the data is accepted by this automaton. And we can do this without constructing this tree, only by looking at this grammar G. So I will demonstrate this through this example of Fibonacci word. So this is a strange one. But Fibonacci word is a sort of variation of Fibonacci number obtained by replacing plus with string concatenation. Okay. So Wn is Wn minus 1, Wn minus 2, instead of Wn minus 1 plus Wn minus 2. And then 2 to n Fibonacci word can be compactly expressed by this program. And you need not read this program, but please believe me that this is a rather natural program. So next is a kind of step function to compute the next pair of Fibonacci words. And you just apply it 2 to m times. And then suppose we want to check whether 1024th Fibonacci word contain BB as a substring. And please note here that the length of this word is quite large, greater than 10 to 200. So we cannot actually construct that word in computer memory or even in the hard disk. Okay? But we can still use high order model checking to answer this query. So by the way, so what do you think is the answer to this query? So who thinks the answer is yes? No? Okay, good guess. So let me check it by using model check, okay? So this is a input file for our model checker. So this part defines 1024th Fibonacci word. And this part is the, sorry. Oh. So this part is a definition of automaton that accepts only sequences that do not contain BB. Okay. So now let us run this, our model checker for this. And then the model checker says that the property is satisfied. Okay? That means 1024th Fibonacci word does not contain BB as a substring. So you are right. So we can do this kind of thing. Okay? And in pattern matching, we are often interested in not only the yes or no answer, but also extra information such as the matching positions or the number of matches. Okay. I wrote this by myself. And please believe me that this is rather natural. And so the restriction, sorry, the main restriction is that we do not have pairs. So I have used a sort of church encoding to express pairs. But except that this is rather natural program. So So we are often interested in extracting extra information like this. And these operations can be expressed by three transducers. Okay. So, for example, the operation to count the occurrence of AB can be expressed by this word transducer. Okay. So here, this transducer outputs the count in the unary form. Okay. And then what we want to do here is, instead of applying this transducer to the original data, we want to apply it to grammar G and obtain another grammar G prime that represents the output of applying transducer. Okay. And we can do that by using extension of high order model checking. So let me demonstrate it. So this time I use 16th Fibonacci word. Okay. And then, so here is the definition of 16th Fibonacci word. And this part defines transducer to count the number of occurrences of AB. Okay. And for the purpose of demonstration, here I asked the tool to generate this G prime in the form of ML program so that we can actually generate the result. Okay. So let me run our model checker. So I asked the tool to generate the result to ML file, ML program, foo.ml. Then the program has been generated. So this is the automatically generated program. Okay? And then let us run this program. So by running the program, we get 610. Okay? So this means that 16th Fibonacci word contains 610 occurrences of AB. So we have done this, instead of going through this path, we have done it through this path. Okay? So let me summarize this point, this part. So we can express data in the compressed form by using high-order grammars, and by doing so, we can achieve very high compression ratio. And we can apply high-order model checking to apply certain operations on data without decompression. So now let me move on to discuss algorithms for high-order model checking. So as I said, this is a sort of main part of our recent work. And so without this, these applications were not possible. So the difficulty of obtaining practical algorithm for high-order model checking is, of course, it's extremely high worst-case complexity. Right? So it's NX time complete. And earlier algorithms for high-order model checking almost always suffered from this bottleneck. So how can we do that? So we used a type-based approach to solve this model checking problem. By the way, so this part is going to be a bit technical, but please allow me because this is a key part of our work. Okay. So if you have questions, please interrupt me. So we want to construct a type system parameterized by automaton A such that tree of G is accepted by tree automaton A if and only if G is typeable in that type system. And in this way, a model checking problem can be reduced to a type checking problem. Okay? And for the sake of simplicity, we restrict properties to those described by trivial tree automata, which are murky tree automata where all the states are accepting states. Okay. So this is an example of trivial tree automata. So it is a kind of top-down tree automaton for accepting infinite trees. And the image of transition function is a sequence of states. Okay? That is because tree has a branching structure. Okay? So each state in the sequence represents the next state for each branch of the tree. So, for example, the first rule says that upon leading A at state Q0, the automaton should lead the first branch at Q0 and also the second branch at Q0 as specified here. Okay? And then the automaton just traverses input tree from top to bottom in this manner. Okay? And the input tree is accepted just if the run of the automaton does not get stuck. And so in the case of trivial tree automata, there is no complex acceptance conditions like Bucci, Euler, or parity conditions. Okay? So for this type of tree automata, we can easily reduce model checking to a type checking problem. So the idea is to regard a state of the automaton as a type of tree. Okay? So for example, state Q is interpreted as a set of trees accepted by the automaton if the initial state is replaced by Q. Okay? And we can consider intersection types. So this is simply represents the intersection of the set of trees accepted from Q1 and those accepted from Q2. Okay? And once we can properly assign these types to trees, then this model checking problem of whether tree of G is accepted by A is reduced to, or just rephrased as a type checking problem of whether tree of G has type Q0, where Q0 is the initial state of the automaton. Okay? So these are the same thing based on this intuition. And important point here is that tree of G may be infinite. So we cannot actually construct the tree and then type check. Instead, we need to look only at this grammar and decide whether the output has type Q0. But that is what was exactly done in type systems for usual programming languages, right? So given a program, we want to check whether its output has certain type. Okay? So we can do the same thing here. So for that purpose, we extend types to function types. So this is a type of functions or tree context that takes a tree of type Q1 and returns a tree of type Q2. So it expresses tree context of holes of shape Q1. So here is another example. So this is a type of function that has holes of shapes Q1 and Q2 and takes one argument that must have both types Q1 and Q2 and returns a tree of type Q3. And this is an example of higher function types, high order function types. So this represents the high order functions or high order tree context, which takes tree context of this shape and returns a tree of type Q3. Okay. And based on this intuition, we can easily construct a type system for reasoning about the shape of terms. The shape of trees generated by each term. So this is actually a very standard intersection type system, except that the type of constant is determined by transition function of the automaton. So let me explain this. So this transition rule says that upon reading A at state Q, the automaton should traverse its subtrees with Q1 to Qn. So that means this A can be interpreted as the function that takes trees of type Q1 to Qn and returns a tree of type Q. Okay? So that's why we assign this type to A. Okay? So the list of rules is rather standard intersection type. So a little bit non-standard point is that the same variable can have multiple types. And that is specific to intersection types. And we here use intersection types instead of simple types to get completeness. And this is a key rule for understanding our algorithm for model checking or type checking. Okay? So let me explain a bit this rule. So this is a rule for typing, rewriting rules. Okay? And this gamma is a set of type assumptions on non-terminal symbols F1 to Fn. Okay? And this part says that all the assumptions are valid in the sense that for every assumption that Fk has type tau, the body of Fk should indeed have that type. Okay? So this is actually a standard rule for typing mutual recursion in programming languages. And then we can prove that this type system is sound and complete in the sense that tree of G is accepted by A if and only if the initial symbol, start symbol of G, has type Q0 in the type system. And by the definition of the type system, that is equivalent to this condition. So S must have type Q0, and the assumptions on non-terminal symbols must be consistent with rewriting rules. And that condition can be further rephrased as this one. So there must exist types of non-terminal symbols such that S has Q0, and each type assumption must be valid in this sense. Okay. This is a bit technical, but this is an important point. So then this can be, further rephrased as the condition that gamma is a fixed point of this function H on type environment. So this function H just picks each binding and check whether it is valid and filter out invalid bindings. So gamma being a fixed point of H just means that all the bindings in gamma are valid. So in this way, the model checking problem has been reduced to a sort of fixed-point problem. Right? So here, the type environments on non-terminal symbols forms this kind of finite lattice with respect to the set inclusion relation. And now the problem here is just to check whether there is a fixed point of H in this region of lattice. And this lattice is actually finite, and this function H is monotonic. So this is, in theory, this is actually a very simple problem, which can be used by, solved by fixed-point computation. Okay? So we start with a top element, which contains all the possible type bindings for non-terminal symbols. And then just repeatedly apply the function H until it converges. Okay? And this is a finite lattice, so it necessarily converges. Okay? And then just check whether S has type Q0. Okay? So this is very simple in theory. Okay? So let me give you an example. So this is an example that of recursion scheme that I have given earlier. And this is an example of automaton, which has been already also shown earlier. But I don't think you need to read this seriously. Important point is that we just first need to prepare all the possible types for non-terminal symbols S and F. Okay? So S just returns a tree, so S does not take tree, does not take argument. So possible types for S are only Q0 and Q1. But for S, because it takes a tree as an argument, we have these 8 possible types. And then we just need to repeatedly apply function H until it converges. Okay. And then in this case, it converges quickly. And since the S has Q0 in the fixed point, we know that this recursion scheme is well-typed. Or in other words, this recursion scheme, the tree generated by this recursion scheme is accepted by this automaton. So in theory, this is a very simple problem. But it does not work in practice because it is too slow. So the problem is that this gamma max, the size of this gamma max may be quite large. And the cost for computing this function H can be as huge as the size of this gamma max. Because this function H needs to pick each type of environment and check whether it is valid. Okay? So it is as costly as the size of gamma max. And also, this lattice is finite, but its height is huge. Okay? So this table gives you an image about how big this gamma max may be. So this table shows how many possible types are there for each basic types of non-Tamian symbols. So suppose we have only 4 states in the automaton. And then for non-Tamian of 3, we only need to consider 4 possible types. But for functions on trees, we need to consider 64. And for this order 2 type, we need to consider 2 to 66 possible types. And for order 3, this is this one. Okay. So as this table shows, clearly, order 2 is almost a limit of for which naive algorithm works. Okay. So how can we do that? So the problem of the naive version of the algorithm was that this gamma max is too large. So if we start fixed-point computation from this one, the cost for computing fixed-point is too much. So here, we instead guess types of non-terminal symbols by some means and use it as a start point of fixed-point computation. Okay. Like this. And then, if we go outside this, so remember, please remember that so the purpose was to check whether there is a fixed point of H in this region. Okay? So if we go outside this region, then we define the guess, and then apply the fixed point computation again. Okay? And we repeat this until whether the property is proved or refuted. And the hope here is that if this gamma zero is small enough, then this fixed point computation may quickly converge. Okay. And we have at least 2 ways to do such guess without losing the completeness of the algorithm. So I don't have time to discuss both of them. So let me explain a bit more about this first algorithm to guess this gamma. And the key observation here is that so we want to guess types of non-terminal symbols such that they are sufficiently large to type the whole recursion scheme, right, whole rewriting list. And the key observation is that the types of a function in a program in general represents how that function is used in the program, right? So that means we can obtain information about the types of functions by actually running the program and check how that function is used. Okay? So the first algorithm is based on that idea. So let us consider previous examples. So we first rewrite the start symbol, a finite number of steps. So this time just three steps. And then we assign the state of automaton like this to each node of the tree. And then check how each non-terminal symbols, this S and F, are used in this partial reduction sequence. So first, let us look at this. So this clearly, this the output of this S is used as a tree of type Q0. Right? So we put this into gamma 0. Okay? And now let us look at next this occurrence of F. And then the return type is again Q0. Right? So this should generate a tree of type Q0. Okay? And to find the types of the argument, we just need to check how the actual argument C is used in this reduction sequence. And then this C is used here as Q0, and it is also used as Q1 here. So we put this type into gamma 0. And we do the same thing for other occurrences of F, and we get these types. And then we apply the fixed point computation to this gamma. And then we have converged. And we know that this recursion scheme is well typed. So this is the idea of the algorithm. And we have implemented this algorithm. And according to experiments, it works quite well. So this is the result of rather small experiments, but still the order of recursion schemes are 4 or 5. And it also contains some non-trivial control structures. And still we can check it in a few milliseconds. So I'll skip this. So let me summarize this part. So model checking problem can be reduced to a type checking problem, and then it is just a fixed point problem. Okay? But so in theory it is simple, but the greatest fixed point is too costly to compute. So we cannot actually run and compute it. So instead, a practical algorithm gets types of non-terminal symbols and use it as a start point of fixed point computation. And then this works well in practice. And I have not mentioned this point, but our recent algorithm is actually linear time in the size of grammar if the other parameters are fixed. So it is n-fold exponential in the other parameters, but if those parameters are fixed, it is linear time in the size of grammar. Okay. So now let me discuss some points. So when I talk about this work, people often ask me this question. So does high order model checking scale? So the intonation is important. Right? So I think they often mean that it shouldn't scale because of any extent completeness. And in fact, so these are review comments for our papers submitted to some conferences, which are more practice-oriented than leaks. Okay. So fortunately, leaks reviewers did not complain about it. So like, how does this scale to real programs? And there is still the question of scalability. Well, I'm quite worried about scalability of the approach like that. Okay. So the answer to this question is, honestly, we don't know yet. But I believe that there is a good hope it scales if good high-order model checking algorithms are designed and properly implemented. So I'm not sure the current algorithm is good enough, but still I have a hope that it will scale the more refined version we scale. So let me explain why I believe so. So a bad news is, of course, that the problem is n-expand complete, right? But a slight good news is that it is 6-parameter polynomial time in the grammar size, if the other parameters are fixed. And for safety properties or trivial-tree automata model checking, it is actually linear time. But this doesn't provide much evidence that it will scale, because still the complexity is n-fold exponential in the other parameters. So even if those parameters are quite small, the constant factor may be huge. Okay? But still, our recent algorithms do not always suffer from this huge constant factor, according to experiments. Right? And furthermore, more importantly, I would argue that the worst-case behavior of high-order model checking actually shows advantage of high-order functions rather than disadvantage of high-order model checking. So let me explain this point. So these are two recursion schemes that generate the same tree. Okay? So the first one is order 1, and the second one is order 0. Then please notice that the size of this order 0 recursion scheme is 2 to n, which is exponentially larger than the size of order 1 recursion scheme. Okay? So that means, at least for this example, exponential time algorithm for order 1 recursion scheme can be as good as polynomial time algorithm for order 0, because the size of input is defined. Right? And in general, we can actually construct order n recursion scheme for which the corresponding order 0 recursion scheme is n-fold exponentially larger. So that means n-time algorithm for order n recursion scheme can be as good as polynomial time algorithm for order 0. Right? And actually, we do have polynomial time algorithm for arbitrary order if the other parameters are fixed. So then this algorithm can be much faster than the algorithm for order 0. Right? So that means if programs or recursion schemes are properly structured by using high-order functions, then high-order model checking can be actually faster, may run actually faster than finite state model checking. So that's why I believe that there's a good hope that it will scale. Okay? So now let me summarize advantages of our higher-order model checking approach to program verification. So first, it sounds complete and fully automatic for large class of high-order programs. So there are no false alarms or no annotations required. Okay. And furthermore, it subsumes finite state and push-down model checking, which have already shown certain success in software verification. So order 0 is just finite state model checking, and order 1 is push-down. And furthermore, our model checking algorithm is actually a sort of type checking algorithm, right? So in a sense, our verification algorithm is a combination of model checking and type checking. So because of that, we can take the best of model checking approach and type-based approach to program verification in the following sense. So as in a type-based approach, we can generate types as certificates of successful verification. And as in model checking, we can generate a counter example when the verification fails or the property does not hold. Okay? And Furthermore, so I argue that this actually encourages structured programming. So previous automated verification techniques were imprecise for high-order functions and recursion. So they effectively discourage using them if programmers care about verification, right? And on the other hand, our technique based on high-order model checking has no loss of precision for high-order functions and recursion. And you may argue that there is performance penalty because of any EX time completeness. But actually, as I have discussed, actually, if high-order functions are properly used, there may be actually performance gain. Okay, so let me wrap up the talk. So this work is still the first step from theory to practice of high-order model checking. And there are still a lot of things to do. For example, we need to further refine high-order model checkers in terms of efficiency and supported properties. And also, we need to extend software model checkers constructed on top of high-order model checkers to support full-scale language features. And also, it will be interesting to extend the desirability result either by extending the models or the properties. And I have mentioned application to data compression, but it is still work in progress. And so more work is needed for this. And there may also be other interesting applications. So let me conclude. So high-order model, so I argue that, well, at least I hope that high-order model checking problems can often be solved efficiently, despite the high worst-case complexity. And there are important and interesting applications of high-order model checking. And this is only the first step from theory practice. So I hope that some of the audience get interested in and join this line of work. Okay. Thank you. So that's